Ready for a nice time?
Just to make me feel better.
Started long before I did. And there's so much time
Thank you. Okay. Just had to get it out of my chest.
Santa Barbara's weird.
No.
Yeah. Hey, a guy comes up to me and he goes, "Didn't you used to be Graham Nash?"
Well, you did.
What's the say to that?
You did. He was. Still. It's difficult for me to play here. Hometown boy makes bad. Too many friends here, too many. But this is a song that our keyboard player wrote that we had as a single. It's called "Lay Me Down." James Graham.
King Midas in reverse.
Yeah.
And it was about me, kind of, you know. And then my world turned to shit. He's laughing because he got me into that shit. But then I wrote this song, so it kind of was okay.
Thank you.
So, this next song has a strange story, but don't talk about it.
Downwind. I don't want to think about it.
That close?
Yes.
This is a true story. James Raymond here, who is my son, was reading in the paper, and he reads where there's going to be a contest to come up with the best wording for a sign they're going to put on top of Yucca Mountain, which is where they want to store all the nuclear waste if they can ever figure out how to get it there. And the sign is supposed to say, readable by anybody who shows up.
In how long?
In 10,000 years.
Oh, right.
Probably a cockroach. It's supposed to say clearly, don't dig here. He found that irresistible. And the result was this song. Don't dig here.
I hope you're coming.
Just another love ballad.
Actually, it's getting more and more appropriate all the time. You troublemaker.
We got a million. Why you're seeing this kind of hesitation on David's part? Because he has a brand new song that he wants to sing for you.
It's a bit risky. It's called A Slice of Time. See the high
looking at you. Burst yourself in to that minute. My teacher said,
that's only the second time that song's ever been played live.
That's what happens when you sit around up at San Ynez watching the cows. This next song is a song about what the hell do you tell your kids? This is a pretty hard world to explain. Grow up, they get smarter, they figure it out. But I wrote this for Django. He's here someplace. It's called A Dream for Him. Satisfied with all that simplified guff that
Just a song
She helps me with my suitcase. She stands before my eyes, driving me to the airport and to the friendly skies.
Thank you so much. Allow me to introduce one of the most fabulous keyboard players in the world. On my left, this is Mr. James Raymond. And on the bass, the man that played that wonderful bass solo, born and raised right here in Santa Barbara, this is Kevin McCormick. Thank God we have somebody good looking in this band, so for all the girls to look at. Our drummer, we call him Stevie D. His real name, Stephen De Stanislaw on the drums. And last but certainly not least, if you like Steely Dan, you've heard every single guitar that was played by this man, the one and only Mr. Dean Parks. Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break for about 15 minutes, come back with a lot more beautiful music. Thank you. Song that Crosby can remember.
Thank you.
so weird, you know, to sing those songs that you wrote all those years ago, I go right back to the moment.
A question I'd like to ask you about that.
Oh boy.
Did you have your clothes on at that moment?
Be
First time that Graham and I, you know, we have sung that song literally hundreds, maybe a thousand times. And of course we've never sung it the same twice. Which is not because we are jazz geniuses, it's because I can't remember how we did it last time. But we did try something we have never tried before. And James singing on the third verse and Kevin playing bass. Playing guitar on it. It's the first time we've ever played it with anybody else.
Did anybody see that news article in the New York Times 2 days ago where they reported that GE, which made $14 billion last year, paid no tax? Do you think that's fair? Something's wrong, right?
I don't know, you know. IRS beats me like a drum. Anyway, here's a little song about that kind of thing.
Who are the men who really run this land? And why do they run it with such a thoughtless hand? What are their names, and on what streets do they live? I'd like to ride over this afternoon and give them a piece of my mind about peace for mankind. Peace is not an awful lot to ask.
Here's a small prayer that I wrote one day to whoever I personally think is God. And I realize that, you know, through all the books, you know, we all get so hung up on exactly doing exactly how the Bible says and how the Quran says and how the Buddhists say. It all leads to the same place in the end, I think. So here's a small prayer. It's called In Your Name. Thank you. Can you help me? Help me deal with this pain. Can you stop all this killing in your If you're out there, you know the whole world is going insane. So can you stop all of this killing in your
Sometimes I am possessed with a terrible urge to rock.
Thank you.
My life a lot. One is my father, who was a cameraman on movies and also a really good still photographer. And the other is my partner Graham, who's probably, unbeknownst to most of you, an absolutely brilliant photographer, collector, curator, creator of books on photography, and changed the face of digital printing of photography so much that his printer is in the Smithsonian. Wow. It's a song called Hammer.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's a, outside of Rio de Janeiro, there's an incredible statue of Jesus Christ. It must be 400 feet high or something. It's got all the rich people on one side and all the poor people on the other. And I, when we were rehearsing, I realized there's one line in the song that says, you know, is all of humanity ready to rise up? And holy shit, that's not happening in the Middle East and in Africa. The world is changing by the second. Here's a song called Jesus of Rio. It's going to be preceded by a beautiful piece by James Raymond called Grace. the sacred symbol of love everlasting. Devotion can lift us up to the skies with all of humanity ready to rise. Into the luxury of the laws, fighting dragons and crossing swords, with the people against the hordes who came to conquer.
Can't be the place.
expressions on the face of the Savior made me say, I can't stay.
I met a young man outside the stage door tonight. He's from here, his name is Scott. He says, birthday tomorrow. His mother's from Chicago, I met her too. This is for you guys.
Upstairs room in black room by the side. Thank you.
something everywhere doesn't the same. I can't see you by your coat, my friend. You're from the other side. There's just one thing I'd like to know. Can you tell me, please? Who are you? Thank you.
Fair wind.
Santa Barbara, thank you so much for coming to see us.
James Raymond, Kevin McCormick, Steve Stanislaw, Dean Parks. Sing a song for teachers. One teacher in particular, a wonderful woman named Sandy Haynes.
Can you hear?
So you can
know.
can you sing this? Come on. I'd like to sing this song for my godchildren, Katia and Nick. Nick, you did a great job with that phone call. You can change the world.
Just
We wish you peace.
Thank you.